Earlier this month, Republican Tom Foley said he'd raised enough money to qualify for public financing as he challenges Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy. And earlier this week, Malloy said that he's raised enough, too. Both of them had to bring in $250,000 in contributions no larger than $100 each. But that's just the first step. Michael Brandy is the executive director of the State Elections Enforcement Commission. He says campaigns issue press releases saying they've raised what they need to all the time.
And that may be true. From our perspective, until we actually see a formal application and have had a chance to vet the entire application and then present it to the commission is the only entity that can formally approve the grants.
If candidates for office are approved, they're eligible for $1.3 million to be used in their party's primary, should there be one, and another $6.5 million to use in the general election. Foley, a former ambassador and businessman who self-funded his unsuccessful run for governor in 2010, says he hasn't yet decided whether to apply for the financing. And in an email to supporters, Malloy's campaign says it's in the process of submitting its application to the state. Once candidates take the money, that's the only pot from which their campaigns can spend. Again, Michael Brandy.
They are then committed to spending just those amounts of money, and they no longer need to raise any other funds. It is a voluntary program, so they agree to a voluntary expenditure limit.
Candidates who want the funding for their primaries, either statewide or legislative, have until mid-July to file their applications with the state. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.